Just coming into presence. Perhaps noticing breath, bodily sensation. Paying attention to the soundscape around us. Even sounds inside of the body. We'll be noticing thoughts and emotions rising and falling. We're just noticing them, perhaps labeling them as thought, planning, and then letting them shift away. So with this mountain meditation, we're going to visualize a mountain. This might be a mountain that you've seen in a picture or a painting, or perhaps in a movie. It could be a famous mountain like Mount Everest or Mount Kilimanjaro. It might be a mountain that you've actually traveled to. Could be part of the Rockies, like the view from Lake Louise with the Canadian Rockies behind. But just imagining that really tall, majestic mountain. This is not a little hill. And we're going to try to embody the mountain. So this is where we try to become the mountain. So we might connect with our head being the top of the mountain. Thinking of the peak of the mountain being so high that the clouds may be traveling at the same height as the peak of the mountain. And then imagining the slopes of that mountain. This would be our shoulders and our arms. It might be that our upper arm represents the rugged slope of that mountain, the rocky, craggy sort of surface. And our arms, as they slope down to our legs, these are the lower slopes of the mountain. When we think of a mountain, the part that we see is like the tip of an iceberg or a glacier. A huge part of what makes up that mountain is made up of the crusts of the earth that are pushed together, where the plates of the earth push together. And they rise up in geologic time. And so that is the mountain. And so a huge part of that mountain is under the ground. It's beyond what we see. And this is where we connect to the lower part of ourselves, into the trunk, and down into the hips and legs. All of this is part of the base of that mountain, which is wide and steady and deeply set into the earth, not moving, solid. As I said before, the mountain in this meditation represents something that is eternal and ageless and solid. Because when we think of a human life, perhaps, you know, a handful or 10 decades long, compared to the millions of years that the earth has existed, our lives are but a speck, just a tiny little firefly moment in that timeline. So the mountain has been there unchanging for hundreds of thousands, if not millions of years. When we think about the mountain as it comes around, over the course of the day, the sun would rise, you'd see the light from the sun making its way up the face of the mountain, eventually illuminating the peaks, and as the sun gets higher, coming down to the very base of the mountain, the valleys surrounding it. And as it tracks across the sky, the light moves from one side of the mountain to the other. We can see that light moving from sunrise to sunset, seeing the stars coming out over the mountain as time wheels by. We see the mountain traveling through, being constant in all the seasons. See how the mountain looks in winter, where snow covers the sides of the mountain, the water on the mountain is frozen, hard winds lash the top of the mountain. And in the spring, there is a thaw. The ice melts, the snow melts. Water starts to travel down creeks and over waterfalls cascading down the mountain. On the high slopes, there are little plants that come out in the springtime, meadows full of flowers. Further down the mountain, there might be trees, their branches reaching out for the sun, their leaves coming full with the warmth of the sun, making their way into summer. And the waters grow quiet on the mountain. The grasses become a little more dry. But still, there's lots of life on the mountain. And it comes around to the fall, where again we get the colors and the trees. The rains come, the wind comes, leaving the trees bare, and we come back to winter. And through all the seasons, the mountain doesn't change. There are small changes on its surface, but the inner solidity of that mountain is unaffected by the differences in temperature and time. There is life on the mountain as well. There are birds wheeling overhead, eagles and hawks. There are the smaller meadow birds, the warblers that sing on the sides of the mountain. There are little tiny creatures like mice and voles, squirrels and chipmunks making their way around the mountain. There are the larger creatures like the deer, maybe mountain goats that wander around the mountain. Perhaps an elk comes by. And they may be followed by the predators. There may be wolves, foxes, a mountain lion. All of this life exists as part of the mountain, on the surface of the mountain. But inside, the mountain is solid, eternal. Things come and go. Lives are lived and pass. And yet the mountain remains. Just connecting with that sense of solidity. Knowing that inside of you, There is a core, a center being that you can connect to. That no matter the season, no matter the time, no matter what happens in the changes in life on the surface of things, that core is eternal and strong. And we might notice the weather over the mountain. There might be rain, there could be sunshine. The wind could blow softly through the trees, or a fierce storm might come across the mountainside, wreaking havoc, blowing things over. And our thoughts and our feelings and emotions are very much like this weather on the surface of our lives. Because all of these things come and go. And when we connect to our own wisdom, we start to see that these emotions are temporary, like clouds passing by, like a sudden rain shower. They will rise up and they will fade. We are safe in experiencing them, but knowing that they will change and we're not stuck in any one place. Because it is all like the weather on the mountain, coming and going, changing over time. But the core of the mountain remains grounded. It's feeling the energy of that mountain, bringing that energy of connection to the earth deep, deep down into the center of the earth, where we can all be more grounded when we touch the earth that we live on. We connect our mind to this planet that we live on. I also might think about how the mountain appears to other people. Because many people travel great distances to look at a mountain. They want to take photographs, tell their families they were there. But when they arrive at the mountain, it might be shrouded in fog. And so they might say, well, I went there, I didn't see anything. Or it looked better in a picture. These are exterior judgments that people bring to their experience of the mountain. And in our lives, we sometimes feel judged or buffeted by the opinions of people that are looking at us from outside of our lives. And it's important to remember that that is just something that happens on the surface of things. Because we have a core, we have an eternal center and being that is ours, that is solid and connected to the earth, a place in ourselves where we can take refuge and know that we have an inner strength. So that these outer voices and opinions and judgments are just that, something from outside. Just sit with the feeling of being that mountain. Just connect if you need to with your anchor, grounding yourself. Trying to experience the solidity of the mountain. And recognize your inner mountain as something that you carry with you, that's always there for you. Something that you can return to at any point in your life to help ground you. To lean on when you need something solid. You have that solidity within you. I'll just come back to the present moment, to the room here this afternoon. Just dipping into that feeling as we stretch fingers and toes, softly opening eyes, and just thank yourself for taking the time today to connect with your practice and to be here. Thank you.